Welcome to the parish of St. James Westminster, a place to which Lillian was no stranger whatsoever.
Over the decades, and I've been here for decades in various roles, I have known Lillian as well as you have, in the sense that the majority of you here are nieces and nephews, and a special welcome. We had a big strategic decision to make. We thought there'd only be, given her age and the fact that so many of you are from out of town, that there wouldn't be a huge number here. And here you are to fill the place. And we were going to have the service perhaps down there, but we thought it'd be better to be very cozy. We're here to do three things, really, in a nutshell. We're here to thank God for the life of Lillian, and a little bit more about that in the homily, and a lot more about that in the reception in the parish hall as you share stories and watch some slides about here. We're also here to give thanks to God for the gift of life, for the many blessings that our Lord has poured out upon a number of you. I know from hearing your family stories that some of you have faced great heartbreak in the last couple of years, and a particular blessing be with you. We're here also to be fed with holy food. This service is within the context of Holy Communion, the Eucharist. It could be no other for Lillian, because she was, I think, the most traditional member of our parish and has been for a long, long time. She wanted the old language in the prayer book. So I hope you'll appreciate that, and I hope that when we start to sing, that you will sing and share your voices in praise and memory of Lillian and in praise and honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we start with a traditional hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Would you please stand? I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I'm going to invite Jonathan to come forward and read the 23rd Psalm. Would you please be seated? A psalm that I had just a great honor of reading to Lillian, with Lillian, shortly before her death.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Thank you, Jonathan. There's a great passage from 1 Corinthians that Lillian's neighbor and friend, and I suppose choir member, because you both sung in the St. James Westminster Choir. Please.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I speak to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lillian loved everything Anglican and everything English. My goodness. And Peggy Roffey, one of our prisoners down here, if you've forgotten some of Lillian's history, you ask Peggy after the service, because Peggy wrote up 3 pages for our Easter Westminster Chimes and heard all of these wonderful stories. Lillian would appreciate this story. People who pass Lord Rothschild's mansion in Piccadilly Square in London, England, are very surprised when they look up at one of these most lavish mansions in the whole country. This man, Lord Rothschild, was probably one of the most wealthy people in all of England. His mansion was worth countless millions of pounds, but a visitor walking past this mansion looked up. They might be very surprised if they were astute watchers, because with all the cornice work, like inside we have crown molding, and outside we have cornice work, not made of plastic, but of hand-carved stone. And on the corner of this enormous mansion, there is a cornice part that is missing, about 3 feet long. And people are scratching their heads. How is it that one of the wealthiest families in all of England, who would be meticulous in keeping things up to date, how is it that a rich man could not afford to repair the cornice work? Well, the explanation is really ever so simple. Rothschild was an Orthodox Jew with a very pious and strong faith. He believed that in the tradition that a house, a home, a building must have some part of it left unfinished to bear testimony to the fact that its occupants, like Abraham, are but pilgrims and travelers and wanderers on earth. The incomplete cornice in the mansion says this to all who understand this meaning. This is not Lord Rothschild's final resting place. He is traveling to eternity. Lillian would have believed that with all her heart. She didn't believe that this earth, much as she enjoyed it, much as she spoke so lovingly about all of her family and her many visits to England, she knew that this was not her final resting place, that our gracious God has something absolutely wonderful and marvelous ready for us. Share stories about her afterwards, won't you? She definitely was old school and wanted a homily, just a few serious words, instead of having everybody stand up and tell a story. That was her. But I do have a story that was just passed to me that came from one of her nieces when she was cleaning out some of the piles of paperwork in her home. It kind of fits in with what I've been saying. It's called You Never Know. I dreamed death came the other night, and heaven's gates swung wide. With kindly grace an angel ushered me inside. And there to my astonishment stood folk I'd known on earth, some I judged and labeled unfit or little worth. Indignant words rose to my lips, but never were set free. For every face showed stunned surprise. No one expected me. Well, in all of that piousness and modesty, we do expect that in Lillian's journey through life, because of her faith, because of the action taken by our Lord Jesus Christ in the cross, no one should be surprised to see Lillian in the pearly gates in heaven. God bless you, and God bless you and all of your memories. Now here, a brilliant piece of music. Are you going to introduce it for us, Paul? Sure, just say a word, please.
This is a piece of music with words by the mystic poet George Herbert and music by Rafe Vaughan Williams from the Five Mystical Songs. It's called The Call.
Makes his guest. joy, my love, my heart, such a joy as none can move, such a love as none can part, such a heart as joys in love.
Let us pray. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we, thy humble servants, with all thy holy church, remembering the precious death of thy beloved Son, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again in glory, do make before thee in this sacrament of the holy bread of eternal life and the cup of everlasting salvation the memorial which he hath commanded. And we entirely desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And we pray that by the power of thy Holy Spirit, all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be fulfilled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ given for you. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you. Amen.
Jesus.
As we bow our heads in prayer.
Almighty God, with whom do live the spirits of them that depart hence in the Lord, and with whom the souls of the faithful are in joy and felicity, we praise and magnify thy holy name for all thy servants who have finished their course and kept the faith, and committing our sister Lillian to thy gracious keeping, we pray that we with her and with all those that are departed in the true faith of thy holy name, may have our perfect consummation and bliss, both in body and soul, in thy eternal and everlasting glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Give rest, O Christ, to thy servant with thy saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing, but life everlasting. Where thou, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost art most high in the glory of God the Father. O Father of all, we pray to thee for those whom we love, but see no longer. Grant them thy peace, And in thy loving wisdom and almighty power, work in them the good purpose of thy perfect will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Rest eternal grant unto her, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The final hymn that Lillian would have wanted sung, you have this in your hymn sheet, Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. Concludes our service of thanksgiving, but before we depart, I want you to hear, and it would be in the strongest of requests, a beautiful piece of poetry, really, not just a hymn. And did those feet in ancient times, and perhaps you can Google that later if you don't know the whole story. Lillian would have known every word of this by heart. Won't you please just be seated as we hear this?
And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountains green? And was the holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen? And did the countenance divine shine for the born unclouded years? And was Jerusalem builded here among these dark satanic mills? Shall my sword sleep in my hand till we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land?
Thank you so much. Won't you please stand as the cremated remains are brought out to the funeral coach, and then we will proceed into the parish hall for refreshments.